Hey everybody, this is Alan Fine. I'm here with Laura McCrory, who is the head of Hillsborough Castle and Gardens. And why are we here? Because something historic happened in that castle, and we're going to see a play that dramatizes what happened here on Insider Travel Report. Thank you for talking to us.
I am delighted to be here tonight in the Irish Arts Centre in New York, and we're about to watch a play, as you say, about the Good Friday Agreement and the final stages of negotiation around the Good Friday Agreement. And obviously the signing of the Good Friday Agreement was a pivotal moment in the history of Northern Ireland. It ended decades of conflict and actually helped us move towards peace and reconciliation. But the journey of peace and reconciliation was a long one, and it started many, many years before that. And that's really why I'm here, because Hillsborough Castle in Northern Ireland is a royal residence, it's a political residence, and it has been a place where many discussions, a lot of dialogue, and a lot of decisions were actually taken that really shaped history, both in the US and on the island of Ireland as well. And it actually goes back right as far as over 250 years ago, when founding father Benjamin Franklin spent a significant amount of time at Hillsborough Castle with a gentleman called Wills Hill. And Wills Hill was the Secretary of State to the then US colonies. And when he was there, that meeting was really quite significant, and some would actually say that meeting was the precursor to the American Revolution, because the two gentlemen didn't get on very well. But since Franklin's visit, we have had countless politicians, prime ministers and peacemakers pass through the walls of Hillsborough Castle and leave their indelible mark on our history.
So what we're thinking, though, is that the travel advisors should be talking to their clients who are into American history and Ireland, because this is where the twain meet.
Very much so, and actually I'm delighted to announce to you this evening that as of this summer we're launching a brand new US shared history tour that really celebrates the enduring kinship that our two nations actually really enjoy. And going right back since Benjamin Franklin, we have had Eisenhower, Roosevelt, the Clintons, George W. Bush, to name but a few who have come through the castle. And what we're really going to do is bring that to life in a new US shared history tour. So people will be able to come, they can walk in the footsteps of these politicians, the prime ministers and the peacemakers, and really hear what happened behind the scenes, in the words actually of those people who were there. So we're really delighted to be able to launch that this summer, and we hope that many of you will actually come and enjoy that tour as well.
So let's just give a little shout out to the play that's bringing us together. Tell us about that, please.
So Agreement, the play, was produced by the Lyric Theatre in Belfast. And the Lyric Theatre is one example of the amazing arts and cultural scene that is on offer in Northern Ireland. And this play really depicts the final stages of negotiation. And it will bring to life the cast of characters who work tirelessly to deliver the peace that we all enjoy now in Northern Ireland.
Okay, so now let's get them to go there. How easy are... Well, first of all, Belfast is right nearby. And so let's talk about Northern Ireland and what they can do and how they can get there.
So Northern Ireland is hugely accessible, particularly from the US, and there are many direct air connections from right across the states through Dublin. And when you come into Dublin Airport, we want to encourage people to turn right and head up towards Northern Ireland. And it's only an hour, Hillsborough Castle is only an hour and 15 minutes, really, from Dublin. And we're just 20 minutes outside Belfast, which is really the heartbeat city of Northern Ireland.
It's also a UNESCO City of Music.
It is. It was designated just a couple of years ago, which really recognised the vibrant music scene that is here in on offer in Northern Ireland. And in fact, actually, just last year, the play Good Vibrations celebrates that, and that was here in New York as well.
So not to take away from we want everyone to go there, but there are other things to do, like let's talk about Titanic and what else?
So there are a number of amazing cultural assets on offer in Northern Ireland for visitors to enjoy. So the story of Titanic is told, obviously, in the Titanic Visitor Attraction in Belfast. And it's supported by a number of the Ulster Museum, for example, which really holds the natural history collection of Northern Ireland. And then you can travel just outside of Belfast and you can experience the beautiful lakes of Fermanagh, the coastlines up in the north coast as well, and experience the arts and cultural scene on offer in Derry, Londonderry as well.
And for those who like to drive, I know you have some very scenic routes in the southern part, and I haven't done in the northern part. Let's tell them about that.
Okay, well, you maybe enjoyed the Wild Atlantic Way, which is a beautiful coastal drive up the west coast of Ireland. Well, if you just carry on up the west coast, there's the amazing driving route called the Causeway Coastal Route, and it brings in the northern part of the island, and you can enjoy the stunning Giant's Causeway. You can actually visit Derry, Londonderry, where there is amazing, vibrant cultural scene there as well. But it is really a stunning driving route. So you can travel all the way up that west coast of Ireland and sample Irish hospitality and storytelling at its best.
Now, one of the great things about Ireland is it's not seasonal. It's a year-round place to visit. I don't even think there's an off-season. Let's talk about other things they can do.
Yes, so at Hillsborough Castle, we have got a 100-acre beautiful garden estate, and you can visit at any time during the year and experience the amazing seasons. But the off-season as well, we offer a series of programs for visitors. So at the moment, we have an exhibition, and that depicts really the royal family. It's called Life Through a Royal Lens, and that looks at the royal family's relationship with history right back to Queen Victoria, and that's on offer all year round. And we also have an amazing program at Halloween and at Christmas as well. So we really do try to make sure that there's always something on offer for visitors, no matter when they visit.
Okay, so we've shown a lot of love to all these other places, but we're here about your castle.
Yes.
So let's tell the travel advisor so that they can find out more about it.
So if you're searching for an experience on the island of Ireland, we encourage you to visit ireland.com, and that's where you will find all of the attractions, including Hillsborough Castle, listed on that website. And once you're in there, then please do visit hrp.org.uk, and from there you'll be able to pick up Hillsborough Castle and Gardens, and please do come and experience the amazing new US Shared History Tour this summer.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
And this is Alan Fine for Insider Travel Report.